Association, hypothesis testing, and reliability. This area discusses how to interpret the strength of association, hypothesis testing, and reliability, which are important to drawing appropriate conclusions from a set of data. Interpreting confidence intervals. Inferential statistics makes assumptions about a population based on a small sample size. The intent is to show an association between cause and effect. Example, development of pneumonia and being on a ventilator. Calculations can show the strength of the association between the cause and the effect, but cause can never be statistically proven. There are only methods to validate the strength of the association. Inferential statistics relies on probability. The laws of chance, a sample mean, X bar, is an estimate of the population mean. It is a point estimate that may include some error. To compensate for this margin of error, a calculation is performed to identify a range of possible values the population mean might take. This range is known as the confidence interval, CI. To calculate a CI, the data must have a normal distribution. The researcher determines what level of confidence to select. The most common confidence levels are 90%, 95%, and 99%. A 95% confidence interval can be interpreted as a range of values above and below the point estimate within which the true value in the population is likely to lie with 95% confidence. The other 5% is the possibility that the true value is not within the confidence interval. As sample size increases, the confidence interval becomes more precise. For example, if a report says that a 95% CI equals 177 pounds plus minus 5.5 pounds for a study monitoring obesity in a given population, we can be 95% confident that the population mean, or average weight, falls between 171.5 and 182.5 pounds. Measures of strength of association. A common use of statistics is hypothesis testing. Statistical significance is used to determine how much reliance to place on the results. Hypothesis testing starts with a statement of expected results. It uses the distribution of a known area in the normal distribution curve and estimates the likelihood, probability, that a result did not occur by chance. First, a research or alternate hypothesis is formulated. The hypothesis states the expectation to be tested. For example, Dr. A has a higher surgical site infection, SSI, rate than does Dr. B. Then a statement that is opposite to the research or alternate hypothesis is developed. For example, Dr. A has a lower SSI rate than does Dr. B. The latter is called the null hypothesis, HO. The HO is always stated to be rejected. The research or alternate hypothesis, HA, is the desired result. Only two outcomes are possible with hypothesis testing. The null hypothesis is accepted or rejected. Statistical significance can be expressed as a question such as, is chance or sampling variation a likely explanation for the difference between a sample statistic and the corresponding null hypothesis population value? Statistically significant. If the answer to the question is no, it means that the observed difference is not likely to occur by chance variation and the sample result is not compatible with the null hypothesis and therefore is statistically significant. The null hypothesis is rejected because there is sufficient evidence to support that sampling variation or chance is an unlikely explanation for the difference between HO and sample values. This does not prove that the research hypothesis is true. Not statistically significant. If the answer to the question is yes, it means that the difference is likely to occur by chance alone, and this sample result is compatible with the null hypothesis and therefore is not statistically significant. The null hypothesis is not rejected. There is not sufficient evidence that sampling variation is the likely explanation for the difference between HO and sample values. The statisticians preparing the study will state the expected significance level of the test using the variable alpha, alpha. The level of significance is the probability value arbitrarily chosen by the researcher as the desired level of probability at which one may feel secure in rejecting the null hypothesis. This value is typically set at 0.05 or 0.01. Statistical significance can be measured using a p-value. A p-value is related to the sampling distribution. It helps calculate the probability of collecting a sample where the value of the test statistic is greater than or less than or equal to some specified value. The p-value is the probability of observing a sample in which the test statistic is greater than or equal to the test statistic for the sample that was actually observed. It is commonly compared to alpha, the specified significance level of the test. If alpha equals 0.05, then a p-value of less than or equal to 0.05 would cause you to reject the null hypothesis, and a p-value greater than 0.05 would cause you to fail to reject the null hypothesis. Reliability tests, sensitivity, and specificity. Reliability is a crucial input when determining what survey instruments should be used, as it refers to the extent to which a given instrument will yield the same results given consistent inputs across multiple trials. Sensitivity and specificity are common statistical measures to describe diagnostic tests or the presence of disease. These are defined, along with two other terms, as sensitivity, a measure of the probability that a test correctly identifies as positive persons who have a disease. Positive predictive value, PPV, a measure of the proportion of persons with a positive test who have a disease. Specificity, a measure of the probability that a test correctly identifies persons without a disease as negative. Negative predictive value, NPV, a measure of the proportion of persons without a disease who test negative. Key point, in order to remember the difference between sensitivity and specificity, a good rule of thumb is that a high sensitivity test is one where a negative result rules out the existence of a disease, and a high specificity test is one where a positive result confirms the existence of a disease. For example, if a diagnostic test has a high sensitivity, 95%, it should correctly detect the presence of a disease 95% of the time, and the false negative rate would be low, at 5%. In contrast, if a diagnostic test has a high specificity, 95%, it should correctly identify the absence of a disease 95% of the time, and the false positive rate would be low, at 5%. PPV and NPV are influenced by the specificity and sensitivity of the screening test and by the prevalence of disease in the population, as shown in Exhibit 5-8. Each value is based on simple ratios related to the number of true positives, true negatives, false positives, or type I errors, or false negatives, or type II errors. Exhibit 5-8. Process for determining sensitivity and specificity of disease. Note that this is an example of a 2x2 table, sometimes written 2x2, which is a table with two outcome columns, example, disease and no disease, and two exposure rows, example, exposed and not exposed. Let's look at an example, using a 2x2 table and calculate the sensitivity, PPV, specificity, and NPV for a given set of numbers. First, let's define the formulas for each calculation. A pharmaceutical company is researching a new rapid test to identify COVID-19. The company screens 405 individuals with a diagnosis of rule-out COVID-19. The actual prevalence within the population is 7, and the numbers produced from the test are as follows. True positive, 6. True negative, 378. False negative, 2. False positive, 40. Using those numbers, a 2x2 chart can be filled out as is shown in Exhibit 5-9. Exhibit 5-9, 2x2 chart for COVID-19 test reliability calculation. Using the formulas above, we can calculate each of the following. Sensitivity equals 6 divided by 6 plus 2 equals 6 divided by 8 equals 0.75 or 75%. Positive predictive value equals 6 divided by 6 plus 40 equals 6 divided by 46 equals 0.130 or 13.0%. Specificity equals 378 divided by 378 plus 40 equals 378 divided by 418 equals 0.904 or 90.4%. Negative predictive value equals 378 divided by 378 plus 2 equals 378 divided by 380 equals 0.995 or 99.5%. Key point. To help prevent confusion on which values or boxes of the 2x2 chart should be in the above calculations, a few observations may be useful. For each of the above formulas, only two of the four boxes in the 2x2 test are used as the numerator. The true positive, upper left box, and the true negative, lower right box. In each formula, the value used in the numerator is part of the calculation for the denominator. No formula uses values from more than two boxes. Note that the power of a test is its ability to detect a specified difference. Example, the probability of rejecting the null hypothesis when it is false. The greater the specified differences to be detected, the more powerful a sample will be in its ability to reject a false null hypothesis.